Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Today is November the 18th and we start with some sad news from this day in 2017 when AC/DC founding member and guitarist Malcolm Young passed away. He was just 64 years old. On this day in 1993, complete with Green Cardigan, Kurt Cobain and Nirvana recorded their very famous MTV Unplugged show. On this day in 1975, Bruce Springsteen began his very first tour of the UK. The opening night was at the Hammersmith Odeon in London. On this day in 1994, in the very early days of the internet, the Rolling Stones became the first major act to stream a live concert on the net. Now, they streamed 20 minutes of their show at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. I wonder how many people actually watched it. I don't even think I was aware of the internet back in 1994. Anyway, also on this day in 1991, U2 released their seventh studio album, Achtung Baby. It featured the massive hits Mysterious Ways and One. But for today's show, we're talking about a song that landed on the UK chart on this day in 1978. Yes, on this day in 1978, Rod Stewart's hit Do You Think I'm Sexy first landed on the UK singles chart, debuting at number 14. It quickly rose to the number one spot, of course, as it did all over the world, the US, Australia, Canada, Spain, Portugal, to name but a few. The original idea and laydown for the song was written by drummer Carmine Appice and his friend keyboard player Dwayne Hitchings. And originally, the song was a lot rockier than the song that we know today. Now, I spoke with Carmine. In fact, he's been on Vintage Rock Pod twice over the years. But the first time he was on, he told me the story of working with Rod Stewart and how Do You Think I'm Sexy came about.
Yeah, Rod was a really fair, good dude. I love Rod. I just saw him a month ago down here and in Florida. And, you know, I went to his party, 70th birthday party. And I love Rod. He's a good guy. He wrote the intro to my book, Stick It, yep. My Life is Sex, Songs of Rock and Rolls. And then one day he came up to everybody and said, I want a song like Missing You. So whoever will give me a song like Missing You, you know, you got it. I said, all right. So I went home, I have a keyboard, and I was playing these changes and drum machine. Then I went to my buddy Dwayne Hitchings' house, who had an 8-track studio, TX studio, with drum machines and all. So he made it sound good, and then he added a little bit for the bridge, you know. So we gave it to Rod. And we won. And the great thing about Sexy is when we went in the studio and cut it, we had three guitars, bass, drums, and Dwayne on keyboard and Rod vocals. It was pretty rock heavy, you know? Yeah. It wasn't disco-y. And then Tom Dowd grabbed a hold of it. He put Tom Scott on it, put David Foster on it, put an orchestra on it, put Linda Lewis, Jim Cregan's, now his ex-wife, singing the high part, two octaves up, and all kinds of stuff, Kunga players. And so all of a sudden we're on two 24 tracks instead of one. So the sound shrunk. You know, so when it was done, it sounded like the way it sounded. And we were all like, wow, it sounds a bit wimpy, you know? But Tom said, trust me. Came out, went to number one in 10 countries. So I guess he was right.
The brilliant Carmine Appice there. That man is full of great stories. Episode 43, you'll hear all about Vanilla Fudge, Jeff Beck, Rod Stewart, of course, being fired as Ozzy Osbourne's drummer by Sharon, who went a bit nuts, and loads more. And there was a recent Vanilla Zeppelin Side 2 episode that I released, where he talks all about Vanilla Fudge's close relationship with Led Zeppelin. I definitely recommend giving both of those a listen. But that's it for November the 18th then. I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. But until then, take care.